Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, the first round of the NFL draft, it was a doozy last night. At the beginning, it was just kind of like, okay, what are we doing here? What do we got going here? No trades, no movement in the first six picks of the draft, and you were sitting there going, God, this is actually pretty standard. Caleb Williams obviously goes number one to Chicago. The Commanders, they do what we thought they were going to do, went quarterback,
and we
went Jane Daniels.
The chalk top three.
And then you had Drake May go to the New England Patriots at number three. I'm in, sold. I'm on Drake May. Can't quite say it. And believe it.
Yeah, yet. You're not.
Not there yet. Not there yet. Not there yet. Need somebody to throw the ball to and protect.
I don't believe you.
Oh boy. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes fourth, and we're just sitting there like, okay,
this nobody's is trading out.
Pretty
huh?
chalky. Joe Alt goes to the Los Angeles Chargers.
Made some money on that one.
They went offensive line. Is like, oh no way. Jim Harbaugh went O line.
6'9", 330-pound offensive tackle. I was like, there's no way in hell Harbaugh is passing on him.
And it was the most Harbaugh explanation of all time.
You're going to say, like, you know, what about a weapon? What about a offensive linemen? We look at as weapons. That group, when we talk about attacking, and we talk about attacking on offense, offensive line is the tip of the spear.
This is where it started to get a little interesting, though. Malik Nabers goes to the New York Giants.
Which, look, again, I think Nabers is a hell of a player. I had Adunze clear of him. And I don't think you can go wrong with Nabers, although I will say it here. I'm out on him just because of his necklace. It's so bad.
Wait, you're out on a receiver because of his necklace? So, everything with Caleb Williams, you're like, don't believe it.
It's not
Captain Puka Shell.
No. It's not the necklace. It's ugly. It's not good.
So it is the necklace.
No. I have nothing against having a necklace.
Caleb Williams
looks
wears
terrible.
Caleb Williams wears a zip-up, double-breasted suit with like four crosses.
I don't know what the hell that was all about either. That was weird.
But we're out on Nabers because of a necklace.
I hate the necklace. I liked Sauce. Sauces I liked.
Okay.
When he came out. It just leak. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I wasn't in.
And then J.C. Latham, Tennessee goes, hey, we're offensive line. We have a lot of holes. They go safe. They go J.C. Latham, Alabama tackle. And then the draft got drunk. And look, when we got to Atlanta, actually, when we got past New York, I was sitting there like, okay, do we only have four quarterbacks drafted in this first round then? Because we didn't get, nobody was jumping into that top five to get quarterbacks. And everybody was saying 3-4-5, open for business. 3-4-5, go chalk, chalk, chalk.
Mm-hmm.
And all really good players that those franchise, if you believe in a guy, going drafted.
Second
right?
guy.
Eight caused panic across the rest of the draft.
Saw it pop up on the Twitter feed before the pick was in, and I went, "What?"
The Atlanta Falcons take Michael Penix Jr., the Washington quarterback, at eighth overall.
What in the world is this?
And everybody just kind of goes, "Wait, what?" A team that they didn't need receiver. They're loaded in the skills.
Mm-hmm.
They need help at the edge rusher on the defensive side of the mm-hmm. ball. They could have had the top edge rusher in this draft. Mm-hmm. They could have had the top corner in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had, I mean, they think of the guys that were picked. Quarterback, receiver, tackle. Any other position was wide open for them. They could have had the best player at any of those positions. They go Michael Penix Jr. a month and a half after signing Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million deal with $100 million guaranteed. And the entire world went, what are they doing?
And the interesting thing about this isn't that they took Penix, because if he's, again, if that's your guy, that's fine, but why the hell did you sign Kirk?
Big question right
because
there.
Because the issue with Penix isn't that he's a bad prospect, it's he's old. So in 2 years, he's going to be 26. That's like getting into your like beginning prime years. Like, I don't understand the transition phase here, unless they have some way of getting out of Kirk's money.
Look, in that video that surfaced from the eagle eye view of the Falcons
the war room
where Arthur Blank and Terry Fontenot, the GM, the owner and GM, are talking, and Fontenot, you can see him. It's like he's trying to explain like multi-tiered marketing,
yes.
right? to Arthur Blank, like, no, the more people that we get, mm-hmm. the more wealth that we get.
Yes.
And Arthur Blank looked livid mm-hmm. in that situation. Almost immediately, the agent for Kirk Cousins goes on the offensive, and he just starts talking to anybody that will listen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just out there saying, you know, we were taken back by it. We're frustrated by it. We can't understand why they would go quarterback. Pete Thamel had a tweet thread about that conversation that he had with Mike McCartney, the agent of Kirk Cousins. And he said the only heads up the Falcons gave Cousins about picking Penix was a call when the team was on the clock. He said there's inherent frustration and confusion from Cousins' camp as they didn't use that pick to help their team in 2024. Instead, they drafted his eventual replacement before he's even put on a Falcons helmet. Cousins understands the business of football and is ready to move forward, but there was understandable surprise. I'd be pissed if I'm Kirk Cousins. I'd also be pissed if I'm Michael Penix Jr. Mm-hmm. because of what you just said, right? The fact that
there's a quarterback directly in my path.
And you're 24 heading mm-hmm. into the draft. When you get to your second contract, you're already going to be heading into being 30 years old mm-hmm. on that sixth year in the NFL for your second contract, and you have a very short runway now to make any of that money. Both sides have a reason to be frustrated by it.
You could say a third side and Arthur Blank, because he looked like he was not expecting that deal to come.
Because I do believe Michael Penix Jr., he has, we've talked about this throughout last season and this draft process, he has every tool to be a wildly successful quarterback in the NFL.
There's a couple different parallels where you can see this before, okay? Matt Flynn in Seattle. When they take Russell Wilson after giving him that big money to come over from Green Bay, Russell Wilson wins the job in camp. But they spent the money already, okay? Both times in the last 30 years with the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers was drafted. Well, Brett Favre was still very much a very good and in-prime quarterback who is getting paid. Jordan Love is very much in line drafted behind Aaron Rodgers when Aaron is still very much the best or one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. He won an MVP that year.
He went back-to-back MVPs.
So we've seen this before. So it's not unprecedented, but it still incredibly weird because of the age of Penix and the fact that you gave $100 million to Kirk Cousins.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's some big differences there, too, in that fact that Love was 20, Rodgers was 21. There is also a massive difference in Russell Wilson was a third-round pick. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love was, what, the 21st pick?
Yeah.
And Rodgers, 24th?
24, yeah.
Yeah, he was in, because his draft day slide in the green room was wee. Okay, that's a huge difference.
Then eight.
Right there, yes. Then going eighth overall. And the fact that you go eighth overall when also you could have your pick at any position that you need help at, right? And even if you say, well, if we would have taken Dallas Turner at eight, we feel that's a reach. Mm-hmm. And look, the NFL, obviously not high on defensive players because the draft showed that we had 14 straight picks of offensive players before the first defensive player came off the board.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
And maybe we can talk about this in a little bit. Is it a just this draft that the offense was that much better and the defense wasn't that good? Or does the NFL have an offense problem?
No, it is the fact that this draft lacked that high-end talent, right? Because if they were there, they go top five. But this is like a first. I mean, Leetu Latu, Pac-12, let's go.
Pac-12, by the way, 8 picks in the first round.
One off the record. One
crushed
off the record.
It.
UW with 3 of them in the first round. It was a great draft by them. But back to Atlanta, say you feel like you're going to reach by going there. All of the reporting today is that there were multiple teams that wanted to move in to the top 10. Mm-hmm. Seattle, New Orleans, and there's one other team that was calling to get into the top 10 because they wanted a piece of whether it was Penix or, you know, guys that they felt were the Rams were a team that was trying to move into the top 10.
Maybe that's why the Falcons did what they did, because their intel told them if they didn't take Penix there, they would not have an opportunity to.
Okay. Even that, you are going to go quarterback before. And look, Cousins is coming off an Achilles. There's no guarantee on he will be the same player. Mm-hmm. But you gave him $100 million guarantee.
Yep.
And you wasted the opportunity for this guy. And who knows? Like, maybe Michael Penix Jr. does go in and wins that job, a la Russell Wilson and Matt Flynn, right? But the reality of it is, the Falcons have screwed this thing up one way or another. They either overpaid Kirk Cousins, which we all thought, yes, you're doing that in anyway, or because they did it as they were evaluating quarterbacks.
Had they hired Raheem Morris at that point?
They had already, like, they're already going down. But even if, so Raheem Morris, you have Zach Robinson as your offensive coordinator who comes over from the Rams. He's a Sean McVay guy.
I'm just trying to get the timeline in my head right. Had they made all those hires before they signed Kirk?
Who knows? Because the tampering, we don't know when the tampering started.
True.
But you would assume, yes, because they actually signed him after they hired Raheem Morris. So either way, they have screwed this thing up monumentally because of the fact that you either paid too much for Kirk Cousins and aren't going to give him a chance, or you panicked, went with Michael Penix Jr. in a spot where you didn't need to go Michael Penix Jr. And it's as simple as that. Like, even if you believe you are reaching on the top defensive prospect, then trade out. Get something that will help you win right now, because it's the NFC South. Right now, who is king in the NFC South? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because mm-hmm. they won the division? Carolina is an absolute downward spiral.
And we'll talk about how stupid their owner is later.
The New Orleans Saints have a okay roster, but nobody's really buying or believing in them. Atlanta was in a position where new coach, you go and you, if you bolster your defense, you have a chance, right, to win that division. Year one.
Sure.
With, especially with Kirk Cousins in a new offense where you're actually going to get the ball to your playmakers.
Where a quarterback can actually get the ball out to literally anybody.
Boy, it is one of the more head-scratching moves I can recall.
Look, just a big shout out to the Falcons, though. Big shout out to the Falcons and the Broncos for making it easy for the Raiders to make the right choice.
There we go.
That's the one I'm coming away from in this draft.
That move right there, it opened the door for Brock Bowers to be there. Mm-hmm. In all of the, like we had talked about this, this was a draft where the great teams were going to get exponentially better, because the Falcons going Penix at 8 and
made the Vikings panic.
If Vikings panic, they jump up one spot mm-hmm. to go and get JJ McCarthy.
And boy, was it pricey.
It was.
Move up one spot.
Because they didn't want, whether it was Vegas or Denver, whatever, they didn't want them to jump up and go and get JJ McCarthy. So they end up getting JJ McCarthy there. Bo Nix, Denver panics, and they don't trade down. They're like, we got to make sure that there's the quarterback that we want is there. If we got to get Bo Nix.
No.
Bo Nix goes 12th overall. Alex Forsyth, Pride of Westland, he gets mm-hmm. a big shout out there.
He got the Adam Schefter tweet.
Yeah.
That felt like a little bit of the Broncos putting it out there like, hey, if this doesn't go right, blame Alex.
And here we are, not just 6 first-round quarterbacks, 6 in the top 12
absolutely
picks of the
unhinged.
Draft.
Unhinged. And that's just reeks of desperation.
That started with Michael Penix Jr. Yeah. It started at 8, and everybody went, oh, we can't. All of a sudden, we can't trade back. That value is not going to be there later in the rounds. We have to go, and we have to go right away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.